请我们翻到新加坡人家前书。
Let us turn to 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有像你们或像别人求荣耀。
Nor did we seek glory from men, neither from you or from others, even though as apostles of Christ we might have asserted our authority.
在你们中间诚心温柔，如同母亲抚养自己的孩子。
But we proved to be gentle among you, as a nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children.
我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们的爱。
Having thus a fond affection for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you have become very dear to us. Verse 10.
我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁、公义、无可指责，有你们做见证，也有神迹。
You are witnesses, and so is God, how devoutly and uprightly and blamelessly we behave towards you, believers. Just as you know how we were exhorting and encouraging and testifying each one of you as a father with his own children.
要叫你们行事，对得起那召你们进他国
So that you may walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
第五章
Chapter 5
Verse 23.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. We know the theme of this conference is serviceable to the Master.
我的责任乃是说到侍奉他的工作。
My responsibility is speaking of equipping service.
我们到底怎样能接受三位一神的装备
？How can we accept the equipping of the Triune God?
保罗一生是我们最好的防备。
Paul's entire life is our best help.
因为提摩太不只是跟保罗学。
Because Timothy did not only learn from Paul,
而且还紧紧跟随保罗一生
but he closely followed all of Paul's life.
但是保罗，他说他活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面。
But Paul said, no longer I live, but Christ lives in me.
所以很明显的，保罗是效法基督。
So very clearly, Paul is imitating Christ.
所以提摩太还效法。
Therefore, Timothy also imitated.
我们如果要知道怎样被圣灵装备
，If we are to know how to be equipped by the Holy Spirit，
让我们一同来看保罗他一生怎样受三位一神装备。
Let us see how Paul was equipped by his own life and his whole life by the Triune God。
我们说过他一生可以分作三个时义。
We mentioned that his whole life can be split into three stages of 11 years。
我是指的他得救以后属灵的一生。
And I'm speaking of after he was saved, his spiritual life.
第一个阶段是
his first stage, 11 years.
第二个阶段是
second stage, 11 years.
第三个阶段又是
third stage, another 11 years.
第一个阶段他隐藏在神里。
The first stage, he was hidden before God.
生命的水好像用坝水坝把它堵住。
The water of life was as if it was blocked by a dam.
到了十一年的尾声的时候。
At the end of the 11 years,
圣灵就把那个水坝给挪走。
The Holy Spirit took away that dam.
你看见生命的活水就涌流出来。
And you see the living water flowing forth.
结果我们看见保罗到处为我们传福音。
Then we saw Paul preach the gospel everywhere.
他有三次环游的葡萄。
Three times in that missionary journey.
他走遍了小亚细亚。
He walked through all of minor Asia.
他几乎也有了半个欧洲。
And he walked through half of Europe.
虽然他不是很健康的人。
Even though he wasn't very healthy,
他几乎是半个瞎子。
He was almost half blind.
从一个地方到另外一个地方，又到另外一个地方。
From one place he went to another place to another.
谁是在大大的使用的吗？God
really used him great.
他失败于到处结果累累。
He brought much fruit everywhere.
我们感谢，特别是到了第二个阶段最美的时候。
At the very end of the second stage,
我们知道说福音的门完全向他大大的打开。我们可以说那个时候保罗在神手中最有用。
We can say that Paul was the most useful at that time.
但是我们没有想到，就是那个时候在神的主宰底下，就坚定了他的手。
But at that time, under God's authority, his hands were bound.
从此以后，他就一直活在十字架死亡的阴影下。
From that time on, he lived under the shadow of death of the cross.
这是保罗一生。
That is Paul's whole life.
在第二个阶段，第三个阶段。
Between the second and third stage,
保罗共写了13封的信。
Paul wrote 13 books.
在第二个阶段的中间。
In the middle of the second stage,
他写了提摩太前书跟帖撒罗尼迦后面。
He wrote first and second Thessalonians.
当他最成熟的时候。
When he was the most mature.
当他在第二个阶段到了最高峰的时候。
At the apex of the second stage,
他写了罗马书。
He wrote Romans,
加拉太书,
Galatians,
哥林多前书,
First Corinthians,
哥林多后书,
That is the second group of books.
然后他就走，他就在十字架阴影底下。
And he walked under the shadow of the cross.
就走了最后十一年的道路。
And he walked his last 11 years.
在这十一年中间的时候。
In the middle of those 11 years,
他写了第三卷。
He wrote the third grouping of books.
第三组的书信就是监狱的书信。
The third group of books are the prison books.
以弗所书。
以弗所书。
Very clear, how to be
in the house of God.
我们应该怎样在神的家中来侍奉我们又真又活的神。How
to serve the true and living God.
讲到经过他后头的时候。
When we speak of 2 Timothy,
就告诉我们应当怎样和物主用预备新各样的善事。
It's how we are to be serviceable to the master to do
everything.
And the first, the fourth group of folks,
最后一组是讲的侍奉。
The last group speaks of service.
但是我们要忘记。But
let us not forget.
在一个人侍奉以前。
Before one can serve,
他需要接受圣灵的装备。
He must accept the equipping of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们从一组的书信里面。
So in the first group of folks,
我们就看见保罗怎样在生命这件事情上让圣灵来动。
Paul shows us how the Holy Spirit puts us in life.
在第二个书信里面。
In the second grouping of books,
我们看见圣灵怎样在保罗身上，特别是在真理上怎样的造。
You see how the Holy Spirit equipped Paul in this matter of truth.
那么到了第三组的书信。
And when we read the third group of books,
我们看见怎样在道路上保罗接受圣灵的工作。
We see how the Holy Spirit taught Paul in the matter of way.
所以在侍奉上的装备。
So in the matter of equipping of
service, 或者是生命上的装备。
Not only are we equipped in life,
也是真理上的装备。
But also in truth.
也更重要的道路上。
And most importantly, the way.
许多时候我们以为侍奉神跟你足够。
Many times we think to serve God, to serve the Lord, we only need the truth.
我们以为圣经的教训是最重要的。
We believe that Bible teaching is the most important.
一点不错，圣经中教训的确是最重要。
Yes, the teaching of the Bible is indeed important.
但是主说我是真理，我是道路。
But the Lord said, I am the truth, the way, and the life.
所以如果我们明白真正的圣经的话，
so if we understand the whole Bible,
圣经就是让我给我们真理。
The Bible not only shows us truth,
圣经也给我们生命。
The Bible also shows us life,
圣经更给我们道路。
More importantly, show us the way.
所以我们看得很清楚。
So very clearly,
我如果今天要让圣灵在里面装备我们，
if we are to be equipped by the Holy Spirit,
不只在真理上，
not only on truth,
也是在圣灵上，
but also in life,
也是在道，
but also in the way.
那这就是前面的三组书信告诉我们。
This is what the first three groups of books tell us.
那现在我们很快接下来看第一组书信。
So let us look at the first group of books.
就是帖撒罗尼迦前书跟帖撒罗尼迦后书。
First and second Thessalonians.
我们说过，这是他在这保罗在第一类第二个阶段中间的时候写的。
We said that these books were written in the middle of the second stage of life.
我们知道帖撒罗尼迦前书和后书乃是写给帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
We know that 1st and 2nd Thessalonians was written to the church in Thessalonica.
当保罗写这两封书信的时候，
when Paul wrote these two epistles,
那个教会刚刚诞生没有多久，
the church there had just been born.
换句话说，这个教会乃是在婴孩的阶段。
In other words, this church was at an infant stage.
这几天我们知道在美国有冬令的奥林匹克。
We know that now in the U.S. right now they're having the Winter Olympics.
你知道奥林匹克是什么地方来的？
Do you know where the Olympics came from?
我们的奥林匹克是从希腊来的。
We know the Olympics came from the Greek.
如果大家从小亚细亚坐船经过爱琴海往希腊那个方向航行的话，
If you take a boat from Asia Minor through the Aegean Sea all the way towards Greece,
假定你在帖撒罗尼迦登陆。
Assuming that you would reach Thessalonica,
帖撒罗尼迦今天是一个很大的。
Thessalonica today is a very big city.
大概120万人。
It's about 1,200,000 people.
所以
1,200,000
people. 那么这个120万人大都市。
This big city of 1.2 million.
在保罗的时候也是一个很重大的。
It was also a very important city at that time.
当你往帖撒罗尼迦航行的时候，
when you go towards Thessalonica,
你会看见一座山。
You'll see a huge mountain.
那座山叫奥林匹斯。
That mountain is called Mount Olympus.
这个就是奥林匹克的来源。
This is the origin of the Olympics.
那么我他们告诉我们说，
they have told us
所有希腊的神通通是住在那个山上。
All the Greek gods.Lives in that mountain.
除了海神不住在那里住。
Aside from the sea god.
所以我们知道说，你如果到了这个天堂的下之下，
so if you reach Thessalonica,
你会发现所有希腊的偶像，所有他们的神，他们的心脏地带就是在天堂。
You will see that all the Greek gods and all the Greek idols, the heartland is in Thessalonica.
所以保罗写给帖撒罗尼迦第一章第九节会怎么说呢？
So what does Paul say in 1 Thessalonians 1:9?
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的。
For they themselves report about us what kind of a reception we had with you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God.
这是假神就依附在奥林匹斯那个山上。
These fake gods live in Mount Olympus.
谁能够把天上奥林匹斯拿下？
Who can bring down the Thessalonica?
谁就把偶像，就是把偶像的心脏地带拿下来。
And who can take down the heart of the idol?
所以你记不记得保罗在特洛亚的时候听见马其顿的鼓声？
Do you remember when Paul was in Troas, he heard the voice of Macedonia?
然后保罗就到了马其顿。
And Paul went to Macedonia.
也就到了今天希腊的北部。
And that is the northern part today of today.
他就到了北部。
So he went to Thessalonica.
后来也到了天堂。
And he went to Thessalonica.
我们知道
We know that the origin is Troas. We know that Troas is actually the city of Alexander the Great. And Philippi was Alexander the Great's father. Thessalonica was the half-sister or the cousin of Alexander the Great. All these cities have to do with Alexander the Great. In other words, Macedonia was actually the cradle of Asia Minor. The cradle of Greek Empire.
所以我们知道，我们晓得，所以我们晓得说，这个可以说是罗德希腊大帝国的一部分。
This is the cradle of the Greek Empire.
有人告诉我们说，
some people tell us,
谁能够征服腓立比、比利亚，还有帖撒罗尼迦？
Whoever can conquer Philippi, Perea, and Thessalonica,
他就能够得到整个帝国。
They contain the whole empire.
然后希腊大帝国从那里征服了全世界。
And the Greek Empire from there conquered the whole world.
我们知道保罗，他当他传福音的时候，
We know that Paul is preaching the
gospel. 他的雄心就是要把福音从耶路撒冷，然后经过撒玛利亚，直到地极。
His ambition was to go and preach the gospel from Jerusalem through Samaria to the end of the world.
当我们主第一次是这样的时候。
When our Lord was crucified, there was a plaque that was in three different languages.
Latin,
Hebrew, and then all three. There are three different languages. Hebrews spoke of the political world.
No.
The religious world. And the Greeks spoke of the cultural world. And Latin spoke of the political world.
所以弟兄姊妹，无论是宗教的世界，无论是文化的世界，无论是政治的世界，无论是这些世界，把我们主钉在十字架上。What
if it's the religious world, the cultural world, the political world, they were the ones who nailed the Lord to the cross.
但是我们主说，当他被举起来的时候，还有几万人在底下。But
our Lord said that when he was lifted up, myriads will bow down before him.
所以自从我们主复兴之后，自从我们主升天以后，Ever
since our Lord ascended,
你看见这个福音。
This gospel was not only going to give to the Hebrew religious
world,
but to the Greek cultural world, but to the Roman political world. For this reason, so the gospel began from Jerusalem. So from the heartland of the Hebrew religious world,
thank you.
Thank the Lord. The Holy Spirit did a marvelous work.
Thank you.
But not only that, the gospel was not only for Jews, but it's also for the Gentiles. For the Jews and the
Scythians.
So Paul listened to the voice of Macedonia. So he landed in Philippi. And the first time the gospel by Paul reached Europe. What does that mean? That tells us
that now the gospel is not only entered
the 到希伯来宗教世界里面的。The gospel has not only entered the heart of the Hebrew religious world,
现在也深入了希腊这个文化世界的心脏里面。But
it also enters the cultural world of the Greek.
所以，现在你就会明白。Now
you understand.
为什么明白？Why
is that
非常重要？
Very important.
非常重要。Philippi,
they mined gold.
用这个钉子，我们知道腓立比就开始了希腊的帝国。And
with that gold, that Greek Empire was begun.
然后他的儿子用这个钉子就征服了全世界。
And with that goal, he conquered the whole world.
虽然我们说希腊大帝国被说是金子里造的功能,
so the Greek Empire was built upon gold.
但是我们要记住，我们要记住，基督不只是为了犹太人,
the gospel is not only for the Jews,
也要受到外邦人,
but it is also for the Gentiles.
他深入希腊的文化世界,
entered into the Greek cultural world.
他深入希腊大帝国的摇篮,
entered into the cradle of the Greek Empire.
所以不只送到我们,
the gospel was not only sent to Philippi,
不只送到了希腊帝国的政治中心,
not only to the center of the world, the Greek Empire, the political center,
而且我们知道现在非也来到了宗教的中心,
and now it has also reached the religious center,
那就是天道方的主宰，那是我的爱，所以弟兄们，你看见吗？非常积极的精神，very amazing。现在保罗到了天道方的主宰。
Paul has reached Thessalonica. He did one thing.
是他一生最快最快的事情。
Something that he did the most quickly in the
gospel.
In 3 short weeks,
5 days ago,
in the morning,
他仍旧只是他的道路。
He was doomed with his testimony.
他晚上才来传福音。But at night, he was preaching the gospel.
And even though he was doing his testimony,
他虽然如此。No,
and anyway,
他仍旧只是他的道路。
In 3 weeks,
结果就把整个的帖撒罗尼迦城就轰动起来。
He created a tumult in the whole city of
Thessalonica.结果他就整个的帖撒罗尼迦。And
he evangelized all of Thessalonica.所以你看，这帖撒罗尼迦教会是怎么诞生的。So that is how the church of Thessalonica was born. Do not
forget.你看，你这个教会还是建造在敌人的领土。This
church was built in enemy territory.因为神的福音，神的门就打开了。Therefore, the gates of Hades were
open.所以难怪保罗受到逼迫。No
wonder Paul was persecuted.所以我们要知道，保罗生天上的教会。 Paul birthed the Thessalonians. It was in the most difficult period. Surrounded by enemies. But thank the Lord. I would say I will build my church upon this rock. And the gates of Hades shall not prevail. In other words, our Lord built the church in enemy territory. Right under the shadow of Mount Olympus, the light of the gospel was in the light of that whole part of the world.
Many
people were saying, they left their idols to serve the living God. They want to turn to God to serve the
living God.
The gods of the mountain were false. They were false and they were
dead.
Thank the Lord. Now they can serve a living and true God. Brothers and sisters, do you know that in this great battle,
结果这个教会,
the church of Thessalonica was born. Brothers and sisters, in reality, in only 3 short weeks, all of Thessalonica was turned upside down. You see the work of the Holy Spirit. You see the power of the gospel. We thank the Lord.
Gospel
is the power of
God.
You never thought what all the idols were. Thank the Lord. The gospel was victorious. So in the glorious
day,
you see the birth of the church of Thessalonica. But because of persecution, Paul could not say Paul was opposed to
it.
So if it was just one, you cannot leave the mother. The mother cannot leave the child. The infant cannot leave the mother. This is the time when Thessalonica needed Paul the most. They needed Paul to feed her. They needed Paul to encourage her. Paul did not want to leave her, but he had no choice. You understand?
No,
I
that time.
这样的孩子刚刚出生了,
when the infant was just born,
已经被赶走了,
the mother was sent away.
好像这个孩子从母亲的怀里就把他抢过来了,
this the mother, the infant was stolen from the mother's womb.
这是你明白吗? 这就是《新大陆家全书》后书那个背景。
This is the background of First and Second
Thessalonians.
Under this situation,
这个做母亲的保罗,
the mother Paul,
就舍不得了,
he did not want to leave but had to leave.
因为这个孩子是刚刚生下来的婴孩,
because the infant was just born.
这里有个幼嫩的生命,
you have a tender life, the life of Christ.
你看见在这个教会里面,
in this church,
基督是他们的生命,
Christ is their life.
基督也是他们每个人的生命,
Christ is their all in life.
他们一个一个我们的救,
they were born in the house of God. They need taking care of
them.
But their mother has left.
现在好像女人把这个孩子从她的父母亲怀里拿走了。这个
enemy has stolen the infant away from the mother.
当你读到他第一章第十七节的时候,
so when you read chapter 1, verse 17,
第一章第十七节,
chapter 2, verse 17.
第二章,
but we brethren have been bereft of you for a short while.
那么在希腊文里面,
in the original Greek,
是弟兄们我们暂时被迫,
but it says it has, but we brethren having been bereft of you for a short while, the significance of the Greek is we're being forced to leave.
不是我愿意的，好像我们心被拿走，好像这个孩子被拿走，但是被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这个孩子被拿走，但是我们被迫，这
You can think of a mother who just bore a child.
How can she see the young child in her relationship?
How that heart is united with the infant.
所以你如此，当你读这部书信。
So when you read this epistle,
尤其是读到第一章第二章的时候。When
you read chapter 1 and chapter 2,
但这里你不只看见一个刚刚生下来的幼稚的生命。
Not only do you see a very tender life was just born,
他们实在不能离开。
They could not leave Paul.
保罗不只需要带三个月。
Paul should have stayed the 3 months. But more than that,
3 months.
He should have stayed the 3 years.
这么重要的地方。
Such an important place.
这么重要的地方。
Such a very important place.
想要带三个月。
Paul should have stayed at least 3 months.
如果三个礼拜。
But he only stayed 3 months.
没有多少重要的地方。
He had to leave.
不止三个月。
Not 3 months.
不止三个月。
Not 3 years.
现在已经不是。但是这种情形底下。
Under this circumstance.
现在我们已经能够存活了。
Can the church of the Thessalonians. The mother's alone.
And
the child still lives. But Paul has to
teach them.
To help them. Paul can preach all the different sermons to them. Why does God allow Paul to leave?
这就给我们看,
it shows the church is the body of Christ. His life is the life of Christ. And I,
there's
no law. There's no special law. Paul can't leave. Minus Paul is the survival of the
church.
But no,
he has a life.
Because of the story of life, a professor can
leave.
The church is still in. You have to remember. The most basic thing is the church is the line that shows the center life. How do you serve them? How do you help them? You teach the truth. You bring the classroom to the grave. You understand? Paul is the best rabbi. Paul is a great professor. But the problem we have to ask is Paul can he be the center? For all of us who work for all those who serve the Lord that have to be a big
choice.
Yes, we do serve
the people
of God. We serve in the house of God. What is the relationship between a servant and church? Whenever the worker leaves the church, but if you understand that the church, the body of Christ, if you see that the church was birthed by God, these people can be without Paul. But they cannot be without the Lord. So
it
is Jesus. So brother, because that life is a life
of Christ.
So this life is continuing
to fall.
Not because of Paul, but because of Christ. So it is Jesus. So brother, in this situation, if you and I are Paul, how do we help the church of
Thessalonica?
When you read this book, you will find it very amazing. On one hand, Paul
thinks,
and if you read this epistle
carefully,
let us read a couple verses. You will see that Paul was always concerned about
him.
They need help. You will see the situation at first it allows Paul to be comforted. Verse chapter 2, verse 7.
弟兄们, 我们暂时与你们离别,
but we, brethren, having been bereft of you for a short while in person, not in spirit, were all the more eager with great desire to see your face. We're all the more eager with great desire to see your face. You will understand Paul's broken heart. For we wanted to come to you. I, Paul, more than once, and yet Satan. For who is our hope or joy or crown of exaltation? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus
that is coming?
For you are glory and joy. So brothers, here is a mother speaking to an infant. In the mother's heart, this infant is her glory and joy. Chapter 3, verse 1. We can endure it no longer. We thought it best to be left behind at Athens alone, and we sent Timothy, our brother and God's fellow co-worker. Paul was very patient. But Paul couldn't wait no longer. Did you know how Paul was a great mother? He had no patience. He said he was going to endure it no longer. So he sent Timothy.
然后他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
他说然后第四节,
verse 4,
或者我们看这个第五节, 为此我不能再远处打发人去叫晓得你的信心如何, 恐怕来诱惑人的道理诱惑了你们, 叫我们的劳苦归于人。
Verse 5, for this reason, when I could endure it no longer, I also sent to find out about your faith, for fear that the tempter might attempt you, and our labor should be in vain.
第六节,
Verse
但是我才刚从你们那里回来，将你们信心和开心的好消息报给我们。又说你们常常纪念我们，谢谢想见我们，如同我们想见你们一样。But
now that Timothy has come to us from you and has brought us good news of your faith and love, and that you always think kindly of us, longing to see us just as we also long to see you.
弟兄姊妹，天上的王子到底怎么会有好消息？
How could it be good news in the church? How could it be good news, Paul? Paul is such a great apostle, was not there. How could it be good news? But Timothy came back and said,
there's good news.
The good news of your faith and love. And there is good news to the mother. And you always think kindly of us. Just as we also hope to see you. See, here, this Paul doesn't seem like a regular Paul. Paul is like a very masculine person. But this Paul here is very sentimental. Us just as we also long to see you. So verse 8 says, if you stand firm to the Lord, for now we really are. Again, no longer does it seem like, he says, if you stand firm to the Lord, as long as your life is
broken,
and you can stand firm, then we live. Only such a heart can help us in this
attitude.
Verse 9. Before God, we are for all the joy. For what thanks can we render to God for you to return for all the joy? We don't need to read
anything.
When you read here,
you just don't follow.
You see, Paul is like a mother. On one hand, Paul is like a mother. On the other hand, he says he's like a father. How do you help a life? How do you help a life that was
born?
Very clear. Paul didn't speak of great God. He spoke of God's will. But he did not use great words. He never spoke the eternal purpose of God. He spoke of
sanctification.
You have to be holy. When you speak of holiness,
Paul uses the most simple word.
Independent. This is
life is a life of
dependence.
There's two things. One is the tree of life, the other is the tree of
power of good and evil.
The tree of life is a life of dependence. The tree of the power of good and evil is independence. If you have no mother, then you can't. No need for a mother's help. When the child is born, it's like it's very
high.
It is born with a full set of teeth.
How can you do it?
It can eat the best Chinese food.
So you can do it.
You've never seen an infant born with a full set of teeth.
So you can do it.
Rather than say,
how can you do it? How can you do it? How can you do it?
So when an infant is a mother's womb,
how does that work?
This birth is
not so many.
That life is a life of dependence.
So you can
see. But it's
only
5 years later, 10 years later,
you're closer to me.
Then it's different than a monkey.
No, it's not a monkey.
When you're 5 years
old, it's 10 years old. You see 20 peanuts here, 30 peanuts here.
You see 20 peanuts here, 30 peanuts here.
You were closer to a monkey.
You're at the monkey.
I'm saying you're about to kill
me. You can only tell you that there's more peanuts here than here. You cannot count that there are 30 years of
friendship.
A child can tell that 20 years, 30 years.
Why?
How does this life grow? Because it began with zero.
So there's nothing.
Like a blank sheet of paper. Once I was in New York,
when
I
bought Noble's,
I went to the great books of Barnes & Noble. I found a book. That's very interesting. And what was it that advertised? They said that this book was made by
secretary.
Engineers need it. Cooks need it.
Nurses
need it.
Everybody
needs this book. And it's only $2. So I said, I must buy this book. Because everybody here is useful. The whole world is useful. So I bought the book. What is the title of the book?
The Nothing Book.
Called the Nothing Book. Nothing Book. When you open the book, there's nothing. Everybody can use it. For this reason, when an infant begins to grow, the Holy Spirit can rise and work in that life in Jesus. That is the work of the cross. The cross forever brings us to that point. It is the story of growth. At the very beginning, the calf overcomes the
calf.
The shark is better than the first one, but fight is better than you. You cannot compare. That is the life of a Christian. But brother, you see, at this time, because of the life of the
kingdom,
what does the infant do? How does the infant exist? How does he survive? He cannot wait. He can only cry. So, and what's he crying? The motherless, the fatherless, well then, feed him. When an infant cries, what's that mean? It means, I can't do it. I can't survive. Somebody has a baby. When a child is first born cries, what's crying mean? You mean, I can't live
without
my child. I cannot live without my child. This is how the situation of what we are
saying.
If you understand that the word
cross,
it means prayer. How does Paul begin his life? Do
you remember when the Lord was Ananias to open all hospitals to Hatai? He said that he was in the Damascus in the main street. Because the Damascus was a Roman city. There's always a street running north and south. So go over there. And among all these people, how do you know that it's Saul? This brother had very long eyebrows. And he also had a mustache. And he also had a little mole. So if you look far away and you can hear the time, you would recognize because that is not those who are saying, if you have in Chinese, for those who understand Chinese, you have a mole under his top and you have a long eyebrow and you have a mustache. This becomes the word. So we could say the brother Smith is coming. How do you know Paul? Paul was just saying, he was a persecutor. He was a persecutor before. How do you know it's Paul? What's the say in the original Greek?
Hana.
Behold, he is praised. That is the mark. You will not be mistaken. The one who persecuted the
Hannah.
Behold, he is praying. Impossible for him to go with God because he was blind. Others were leading him into the
spirit.
That life, the life looked
close
when he had no sense.
How don't die.
He was praying.
So
how does a Christian grow? A Christian begins by crying. Crying is our prayer. Prayer means I cannot do it. I completely give up. If I have $10,000 in my pocket, I can't use my pocket. But when the family needs to eat, you will see that my needs become
smaller.
We need
them
forever. If you were to read these verses, Now may our God and Father Himself, Jesus our Lord, direct our way to you. And may the Lord, so the Bible scholars call this section the May section. May the Lord may this, may that. So if you read 1 Thessalonians, on one hand Paul is writing the epistle, on the other hand he's praying. Brothers and sisters, why do we encourage brothers and sisters to pray? We have to remind ourselves, our life is a life dependent. We are the branch. If we leave him, we cannot live. Prayer is the manifestation of that life. So when you read 1 Thessalonians, That is before God, I constantly remember you. And when I pray, I make mention of you. Day and night we keep praying you so that we can meet you. To this end also, we always pray for you. Rejoice always, praying without ceasing. Go back and we first met the Lord. You will see a life of dependency. Paul is writing to him, but at the same time he's not
talking.
He needs to trust in the Lord. This is one side. On the other hand, the Bible calls him like a father. Do not forget. When you speak of father, speak of three things. To encourage, to testify. This is what the father needs to do. Is this what a teacher does in school? No. This is what a father does. What is the house of the father's preparation? Three things. Exhort, encourage, and flourish. The three things. And the father would his own children and
teach.
But the most important thing is before this verse, look what the father said. You are witnesses, and so is God, how devoutly and uprightly and blamelessly we behave towards you believers. You see, the father very
clearly
made believe always to not say these words. He said, to you believers, who are devoutly, uprightly, and blameless, you are testifying. And God is a witness also. After he said this, Jesus, as you know, how to
retire
and encourage and testify. The reason the Father can exhort his servant to testify is because he lives for God. He is pure. He is righteous. Blameless. This is a blameless worker. He's bowed upright and blameless. For this reason, so how does a child keep the father? When the Bible talks about children and the father's
meaning,
that life is a life of imitation. We need to imitate God like those children. Brothers, how do we imitate God? It's like the children of God. Because you have God's life, then you can imitate. Without God's life, cannot imitate. Paul is a mother. Paul is a father. Now the life of imitation. It's very interesting. All children respect their parents. Respect their father. So however the father does, the child does. There was a true story. A father who likes to drink a lot.
He's
always going to the bar to drink. And then one thing happened that made him stop drinking. One day when there was a lot of
house,
he was lost and in the snow and went to the bar. Then he noticed. In his footsteps, he could see some small footsteps. and those with the footsteps of his child. He says, I can no longer
go to the vessel.
Wherever I go,
my
son likes to follow my footsteps. Whatever I do, he does. And that is how it is. Another story. A father, Joe, was playing with his son.
I don't know. I don't know. How are you doing
it? And he pretended to throw his hat out the window. So he pretended to do it, and it
did work.
Was just pulling his son was
happy.
He saw the father almost throwing away the hat. And he thought he threw it away. But then it appeared again. So the son said, give me the hat. And so he threw the hat out the window and said, Father, do it again. The son always in the name of the father wanted to fool the son, but the son ended up fooling the father.
The most important woman
who sent me.
When we read the Bible, do
you remember what Jesus said to the Jews? The Lord told them that you cannot do anything on your own.
We don't have to do
only those who see what the Father does, the Son can do. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does like man.
So you think it's a mean man.
This life is a life of imitation.
So how shall cause trouble?
Just like Jesus created, our Lord has created all of this number. He was born in the house of Joseph.
I know so.
Joseph was his flesh for his
father.
He was able to change, he was able to make a tree into a chair. Our Lord knew that how he created the tree. But now he was restricted.
How we were without him.
He became flesh for us. So now we will see how Joseph takes the saw, he also takes the saw. This is the life of our Lord. He was very restricted. He had power. He created the tree. But now he has to take a saw and make it a chair and a table. How far did they eat it?
So
brothers and sisters, this is a life of imitation. And this is the life of the
Son. So you can go back and
let us very quickly see. How does the Father exhort, encourage, and testify? There's only three things. Verse 12. So that you may walk in a manner worthy of God who called you into his own kingdom and glory. You can do everything, but you have to ask for control. If I do the faith, is it worthy of God? He asked me to go into his kingdom and make his glory.
When I watch him to earth,
I didn't conform to the image of God. Can I represent him this way? When I was in Brazil, I know that. So what I did was
represent all mind, it's all those everything we have. So we were created in the same way you can choose to do. When you do something, it shows in the thing that you do. Can it be worthy of time?
That's the first principle. The second principle, I just sit down with you, Dan, chapter 4, verse 1.
These are my wife.
Finally, then, brother,
how would it be if we'd show you and train you and you see and show the woman and tell you she's not going to say, now you can create calls and
we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us instruction as to how you ought to walk and please God. You can do this or you can't do this. Can this life grow?
Where is
the secret? Now you call to this. Pleasing God. Are you willing in all things to please God?
Well, maybe you're what you said.
Before I was married, I used to very much go to the bookstore.
What do you think I'm teaching you?
I would always go to the bookstore.
That's good for you.
After I was married, I thought it was not as
good.
Every time I walk with my wife to buy a bookstore,
what is that going to teach?
I really want to go in, but I have to look at her face.
How can you do that?
If her face is round, I'll go in.
How do you know?
But if her face is long, I won't go in. It's not as if I go in and I'm going to judge by
Jesus.
We want to please God.
So you get to see what this is
how we exhort, encourage, and testify.
Not
only that. Doing God's will. I ask you can choose anything. You cannot choose your parents. Why were you born?
Your father's will.
It was your father's will, not yours. You see that? The story of our birth. The reason we were born is God's will. So we need to do all according to God's will. What is God's will? For those who are just saying, you cannot speak a great thing of God's will. You cannot speak the eternal purpose of God as a
being.
Look at chapter 4, verse 3. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. Very simple. No complex words. Not sanctification, but sanctification. The will of God is your sanctification. How can you be sanctified? That you keep your own body. You bring your own body. You begin with the
lies,
and when you reach out to
five,
there's not only just the body, but the soul is completely
saved.
But for the
truth,
for those just saying, they don't understand. So you have to spell it out. You have to explain it to them.
I'm going to be
like, now you understand what the
gospel
is.
Brother,
this is how it's called the tender child. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Brother, what is God's will? Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And everything is the same. Have you done that?
No.
Have you done that?
No.
That is what you
This is the way of salvation. Very simple. Very clear.
Even though Paul was there,
even
though Paul was there, but the life of Christ
was there.
Paul's purpose was